Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer, engineer, 2-in-1, Stephen the Man, Chaldone.
Hey there.
How are we doing?
I am well. How are you?
Good. I'm excited about planting season,
it's
you know?
It's warm. Everybody's coming out of their houses now.
Yes. And you know what? 2 weeks ago, I was in Rome. You know, we did a week in Rome, and I actually met the Holy Father, interviewed him.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. It was unbelievable. It was so beautiful. But the other thing they were doing in Rome is planting.
Oh, see?
Everybody's planting their tomatoes.
Yeah.
And so this year, like other years, okay. I'm only doing one style of vegetable, and it's only going to be for sauce. That's it.
Okay.
I'm growing basil.
That's
and
an
tomatoes,
herb.
And
know,
tomatoes.
Right.
And
okay,
that's
so
it.
One vegetable, one herb.
That's a fruit, actually, a tomato.
Yeah. Tomato.
So that's all
that's
I'm
right.
doing. I'm
okay.
just doing those two things, and that's all I'm doing. So I'm actually, you know, and I have some great tomato seeds. Like, I have some San Marzanos left over.
Okay.
But these Jersey Devils. Now, I'm telling you, if you guys can Google Jersey Devil seeds, they're unbelievable. If you can get them at your local nursery, boy, you're so lucky because they're great, great seeds.
Better and than those, what, San Marino?
San Marzanos,
okay.
Yeah. No, these are really good. They're all like meat, just a couple of seeds in each
nice.
In each tomato. And makes a great sauce. Makes a nice sauce, Chaldone.
Tips
so there
from
you go.
Monsignor Jim.
Thank you for the garden tip. But you know what? When you get outside, you start to think about God's presence in nature and all of that. And this is a time of year where we do that. No matter where we live, we're outside a little bit more. And certainly, I had that view of the Italian countryside a couple of times, you know, last week. There's something about nature and God is really very intense. You know, you kind of find God in nature. So we're going to look at the outdoors and nature this week to see how we can find God a little bit better, no matter where we live, no matter what we do, in the midst of getting outside a little bit more in our lives. To start us off today, this is the Allman Brothers. It's called Revival.
Thank you.
There's something very natural in this time of year that kind of calls us to refocus ourselves a little bit. You know, focus once again on God's presence outside. I think when you're shoveling snow, or, you know, where we live in the Northeast, or if you're shoveling gray snow, you know, because it all gets dirty and disgusting, you know, I think you kind of lose that presence of God. You say, well, where could God possibly be in the midst of all of this, you know? But when we have green grass, when we have crocus sprouting up, when we have all kinds of things happening in the midst of nature, when you're planting, you know, some stuff and your lawn's getting green, all of that makes a big difference, I think. And there's a sense of freshness in the air, and there's a sense of even allergies, which is kind of an interesting thing, because even though they're somewhat annoying, you know, for those who have them, there's something about a sign, though, that's a reminder to us of things being renewed once again, you know. In the midst of death, life springs forth. And I think this is God's way of singing us a song, you know, saying to us, listen, you know what, there's more than death here, there's life. And every year you're kind of reminded of it at springtime, that this great gift of life springs forth from that which we thought was dead, you know. I was looking at a bush all winter long. I said, this thing is dead. I bet you it's dead. And I'll be darned if it's got little green leaves on it. Like, it kind of surprised me. I think that's part of the game, you know, to be surprised by the ways in which life shows itself to you in the midst of what you might have thought was dead. Maybe there's some new life. And maybe even that happens in relationships and all kinds of stuff in our lives through this spring. We have that great sense of hope. Here's Bruce Hornsby. This is called Look Out Any Window. This is about the compromising of our nature and environment and how building kind of gets in the way of stuff. And it's kind of true in our lives. If you think about when you were a kid and now, I mean, there's a lot less free space out there. I mean, I used to live at the end of a block. I lived on a dead end. And at the end of the block, we had a stream. And we used to call it the stream. But actually, it was sort of like just a natural stream that was down there. And it wasn't all built up in the neighborhood yet and everything. And I drove down that block not long ago. It's sort of done. You know, everything's gone. Because all of the building that went on kind of must have drained it dry or whatever happened. I don't know, but 30 years later, that's history. There's not a lot of open space, depending on where you live, and there's such a great gift to trying to find that little piece of nature. You know, sometimes we drive to it, right? I like to drive, like I live on Long Island in New York. I love to drive down to Jones Beach and walk on the boardwalk. You know, the boardwalk is a great spot to kind of regather yourself and get some strength. If there's a park near you, even a little piece of your backyard where you can put a folding chair, you know what? Guess what? That becomes your little bit of nature. That little gift can really change everything. So a little bit of outside time can really change our viewpoint and our whole experience of what's going on. So there's something kind of worth thinking about that and asking God to help us, because that gives us a new sense of God's presence, a new sense of how we're looking at things. And maybe that moment can really help us to grow and understand ourselves better and our environment too, which we've been given as a gift and we're called to take care of. Here's Jackson Browne. This is called Stepping Out. there's really nothing quite like that nice walk, you know, at this time of year. And, you know, you might think to yourself, well, I don't really have a lot of time to do a lot of walking. It's sometimes true in our lives. You know, we don't have that kind of time. I was thinking about that in Rome last week. I was over in Rome to give a talk at a communications conference, you know, that the Vatican was doing. And it was really wonderful. It was like 800 people. It was a good crowd. But I did a lot of walking while I was there. And I would say maybe 5 miles a day. And you know what? I felt great doing that. It was just so nice because in Rome, I think you got to walk to everything. You know, it's not like there's a lot of mass transit. There's a bus that goes by now and then, you know. Somebody told me there's a train. But at the same time, there's really not a lot of that. So you really got to hoof it. You know, as they say, everybody walks it. And there's something good about that. I think you kind of get too used to being out there in the street and kind of spending a little time. And the other thing is that I found being outside, there's so many different smells that we just kind of miss. You know, all of these coffee shops and bakeries and restaurants and all of this stuff, churches oozing with incense, you know. It's kind of a nice feeling to be outside and get all of that stuff and just experience that. It's a different kind of atmosphere, environment for us. And yet at the same time, those outdoor moments really do, I think they really do help us to focus. They help us kind of find ourselves and recognize, yeah, there's another part of life, this presence of God in the midst of the outdoors, which is really a huge, huge thing in our lives. Hey, here's Sheryl Crow. This is called Soak Up the Sun. Soak up too much sun, though. You know, that's important. As I was walking in here, actually, one of the managers, station managers here, where we tape the show, has one of those face peels going on. You know, we learned a lot about being outside in years that have gone by. I know when I was a kid, I mean, we went to the beach, and I remember putting on baby oil, you know, so we get nice and fried, burnt really fast. And we have to be careful, you know, and kind of respect the outdoors, respect the sun. That's an important thing we've learned about as time goes on, right? It's just an important thing to do. And there's all kinds of organizations organizations out there that help us to do that, but even to take care of our environment, right? You know, there were times, I know when we were kids, you know, we just throw things on the floor outside, just walk away. You know, you never do that anymore, right? People take care of the environment. There's something important about that, and I think we need to recognize that that's kind of what we're called to. The Pope, as a matter of fact, has written an encyclical, a letter to the world about that. It's called Laudato Si. If you look that up in on Google, you can read it very easily. It's all about how God has given us Earth and how we're called to care for Earth. You know, there's something good about that, to recognize that, yeah, we share this planet, not just with other people, with animals and living things and all kinds of vegetative things, and it's about us caring for one another. It's going to make a big difference. So, yeah, that's a nice spirituality, too, a part of prayer that's important in our lives, too. I think that's something worth thinking about. Hey, here's Talking Heads. This is called Nothing But Flowers. Talking Heads, I can't get used to this lifestyle. Yeah, you know, sometimes there's another thing about this time of year that we have to kind of change our lifestyle up a little bit. Think about a little more relaxation. Think about a little bit more fun and a little bit more doing things outside. Like you can eat dinner outside. You know, that's a nice thing too, right? It doesn't have to be a big involved thing, but it's as simple as just sitting outside. I know there have been times where I've literally taken like the Chinese box and a fork and go outside and sit down and eat some Chinese dinner, you know, just get a little bit of air, watch the sunset, be quiet for a little bit. And there's ways in which God can work himself into our lives when we do that. You know, it's about spending a little bit more time just kind of settling and being, which makes a huge difference to us. I don't know if you like the sound of the ocean. I love it. And there's something about that sound of the water that is such a beautiful thing, too. I think that's another part of who we are. So we're called to utilize this time of year and to really spend the time that's necessary to do the right thing. You know, get out there, take care of the environment. Sure, clean up the yard, make your yard look as good as it can possibly look. But also find some time to just be quiet in nature and listen to nature. You know, it's incredible when we do that. You hear the birds early in the morning now, right? It's such a great gift that that's going on. And that's kind of a gift from God that gives us, once again, that gift of hope that says, yeah, there's new life all around us. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about outdoors today. Here's Led Zeppelin. This is called The Rain Song.
Sunlight in my growing, so little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low. Thank you. blues. Speak to me only with your eyes. It is to you I feel this tune. Ain't so hard to recognize, oh. These things are clear to all from time.
Well, another thing, you know, that spring always knows is rain, right? That's a fact of the matter. So what do you do with a rainy day? You know, a day when you maybe can't be outside or you have to be outside in the midst of the rain. There's something about that that's kind of nice, too. I don't know. There's something about like a gentle rain in the morning. There's something nice about that. There's something nice about just a little drizzle. You know, I don't know. There's something that kind of lights up everything. It's like God's way of kind of putting glaze on everything. You know, there's something nice about that. And I think water is an important part of all of our lives. Obviously, we can't live without it. But I mean, just being near the water, being near a lake, all of that stuff matters a lot. And I think there's nothing quite as nice as that in the midst of the summer months, right? Even if you stick your feet in the water, you know, there's something about that that's so refreshing, kind of comes through your whole body. I think this is part of a kind of source of prayer that calls us beyond just physical prayer. So another, I mean, just mental prayer. Like what we do sometimes is we just go, you know, we say the Our Father, we say the Hail Mary, we read the Bible. And that's cool. That's a very good thing to do. And we need to do that. But the other part of this is our physical sense. How do you sit or stand when you pray? Are you just laying down in bed half asleep? Well, maybe there's something about posture. Maybe there's something about our presence outside versus inside. Maybe there's something about, you know, being outside and walking with an umbrella and being able to pray out there with the rain kind of coming down around. All of that kind of changing up the prayer helps make it alive again. So if you've had a little bit of a dry patch, you know, maybe it's about trying to figure out a new environmental thing, a new posture to help us to pray better, to keep us more alert and to keep us kind of refreshed in the ways in which God is speaking to us and we're speaking to God. Here's ELO. This is called Mr. Blue Sky. Mr. Blue Sky, when's the last time you flew a kite? I think it was probably when I was like 11 years old. I have not flown a kite in a long time. But I don't think about the sky very much. Do you think about it? I think there's something about looking up, though, in the morning and seeing it. Sometimes if you're driving, you know, you get that glare in the morning. You have to put the little visor down just to drive the car. And it sort of is an annoying thing, right? But it's a reminder, too, that like the sun is kind of repositioning itself. You know, the earth is kind of changing its orbit a little bit. And there's something interesting about that early morning sun in your eyes. You know, that there's something says, you know what, this is about warmth. It's about life. It's about all of these great things. God gives us all of that, you know? And if you go back in the Bible, I mean, you can go back in the Psalms and find references to nature, references to the morning dew. You know, it's incredible, right? It's just a beautiful thing. We have a part of the Mass, like where we consecrate the bread, and we have this, and it becomes the body of Christ, of course. And we say, you know, let your spirit fall down like the dew fall. You know, we have these references in prayer that have reference to nature, because that's the one of the ways that God has always made himself known, the burning bush, you know, in the Old Testament, right? You know, God's presence in the burning bush. Like all of this stuff, there's a lot of presence moments when God uses nature. So why not a blue sky in the morning, right? Makes a lot of sense. Like, ultimately, it's a way that we're going to find God in our lives. Hey, I met these guys this year. They're wonderful guys. Chicago, they've been around a long time. This is one of their great ones, Saturday in the Park. Question to ask yourself, what music illustrates for you what it's all about this time of year. And now and then there's a song that kind of hits it perfectly. Saturday in the Park hits it perfectly for me every single year, as long as I can remember, probably since the 70s, you know. There's something about that that's so perfect. It's just a great song for, like, being outside, you know. We bring music outside, too, respectfully, so we're not blasting it in each other's face. But, you know, now with these, you know, earbuds and all of that stuff, we can listen to anything we want, anywhere we want, at any time. There's something great about that when you think about it, right? That music can really illustrate our lives in even a more beautiful way. Now, silence is important in prayer, right? And it's very necessary, and I was talking about it earlier. But I think there's something about also having music to be able to illustrate what we're doing. I love the fact that we can just do this stuff now and say, like, hey, Siri, you know, play Chicago Saturday in the Park, and you get it, you know? It's something great about that. I love old-fashioned radio, of course. Such an important part of our lives. You know, all the different ways we listen to music are so important, because I think that helps our prayer. And prayer is an important part, of course, of every single day, but whatever we need to feed it. So the outdoors, coupled with the music, coupled with our own, you know, ability to focus, that's a big, big help. So music can really help us to focus and illustrate, you know, what we want to say to God and how we want to feel, perhaps in that state of prayer, that when we're praying to God. Hey, here's the Grateful Dead. This is called Ripple.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be song to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble toss, nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Ripple in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You who choose to lead must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da 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 da,
It's one of Steve Chaldone's outdoor songs, Ripple, by the Grateful Dead. Yeah, you know, sometimes that's kind of what we got to find. We got to find that music that illustrates where we're at and helps us to pray better. This is, you know, that little drop in the ocean that doesn't seem to make a difference, that little drop in the pond, and yet it does make a difference. And I think that's a great source of prayer for us, too, that our little efforts, whatever they are, they do make a difference, you know? It's when you see something like a can laying in the street, you pick it up and throw it in the garbage pail versus just ignoring it. And if everybody did that, guess what? The world would be a better and cleaner place. So it's the little things we can do that really help our environment, that help the great outdoors to be even more beautiful than they are, you know? So there's something about that that's kind of important. I know when I was a kid, like, we didn't know a lot about feeding ducks, for example. My mom would have this old bread. We'd go down there and feed the ducks a big ton of bread. They'd be all over us. It'd be a lot of fun. Now we find out that bread's not really good for ducks. You know, you shouldn't be feeding ducks. I said, oh, geez, all right, we don't feed the ducks anymore. But we still enjoy them, you know, and they're still a gift from God. So it's about, as we've changed a little bit and we learn more about environment and how we care for our environment and the animals in our environment, same thing. We kind of spend time thanking God for the gift of those things and those gifts that we've been given. Hey, here's the Beatles. This is called Good Day Sunshine.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Then we lie beneath the shady tree, loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. 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 Good day, sunshine.
Here's our friends, the Beatles, Good Day, Sunshine. You know, God has given us that gift of our environment that we're called to enjoy and use and kind of find every way in which we can find God in the midst of it. It takes a little time, though, and we got to figure that out. So maybe softball practice is starting for you again. Maybe you're outside running right now, or maybe going to take a run tomorrow. Find the presence of God in the midst of the day, you know? Whether it's cold, rainy, whatever it is, even if it's steaming hot, we can still find God's presence in the midst of it. God kind of wants us to encounter him in environment because he created it for us and called us to be good stewards of it, too. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by Nature Boy, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.